theme week this week.
Oh,
five good. Days this time. Five
right,
days.
All five.
And we're going to do a theme week on what's it stand for?
What's
we're
going to
talk about some
for?
Famous company acronyms and kind of spell out what they mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to start with A&W Root Beer.
A&W Root Beer. Okay.
Yeah. So the A and the W is actually for the founders of the company, Roy Allen and Frank Wright.
Allen and Wright.
So that's where the A and the W
A&W,
comes from.
Okay.
They partnered in 1922 to create the A&W brand, and that inspired a chain of A&W restaurants also founded that year. Mm. And originally, A&W Root Beer sold for just 5 cents.
A deal.
Yes. And that's around 78 cents today. So still... still a good deal.
I'm sorry, it sells for 78. Oh,
it'd be, if you buy like that's a, equivalent to 78 cents.
Oh,
today.
I see. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Still a good deal.
It is still a good deal. Yeah.
So, Roy Allen was born in Illinois in 1882 and eventually headed west, working as a hotelier.
A hotelier?
Yes. During that time, he met a pharmacist who told him that he had allegedly perfected a mix for root beer.
Oh.
So, intrigued by the prospect, he eventually purchased the recipe and opened a stand to sell it in Lodi, California on June 20th, 1919. Mm. Now, the night that they opened coincided with a citywide party to celebrate the homecoming of local World War I heroes.
Oh, okay.
So, very good timing. And during that era, Prohibition helped the sale of soft drinks across the United States, and he found a great success in his root beer stands because of that.
Yeah.
So he soon opened stands in Stockton, as well as 5 stands in nearby Sacramento, where so-called Tray Boys pioneered drive-in curbside service.
They were called what now?
Tray Boys.
Tray Boys.
They bring out their orders to people's
on the tray.
Cars.
Yeah. The Tray Boys. Okay.
So the drink gained the name A&W Root Beer in 1922 when an employee of Allen's stand in Stockton, Frank Wright, joined him in a partnership. The following year, A&W opened its first drive-in restaurant located in Sacramento. Though Frank Wright was bought out another year later, the chain of root beer stands kept the same name. Mm. So he obtained a trademark and began selling restaurant franchises, creating one of the first restaurant chains in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Franchise owners could use the A&W name and logo and purchased concentrated root beer syrup from Allen. By 1933, there were more than 170 A&W franchises. There was no common menu, architecture, or set of procedures, and some chose to also sell food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so just the drink was the common thing.
I think
the drink
so,
and
yes.
the logo.
So franchises struggled with labor shortages and sugar rationing during World War II, but following the war, GI loans helped in part the number of A&W outlets to triple.
Oh.
The proliferation of the automobile and the mobility it offered resulted in more than 450 A&W root beer stands operating by 1950.
Jeez.
They went international in 1956, opening their first restaurant in Canada in Winnipeg. By 1960, the number of A&W restaurants swelled to more than 2,000.
Jeez.
Yeah. So in 1963, A&W became the first chain restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh.
They were the first.
They pioneered it,
the
A&W.
Bacon what cheeseburger year? In 1963.
Wow.
In the
genius.
1980s, A&W decided they wanted to compete with McDonald's Quarter Pounder, so they started offering the Third Pounder.
Oh, that's good.
As advertised, the Third Pounder beat the Quarter Pounder in taste tests, and it was less expensive by weight.
Wow.
However, it was unsuccessful, likely because customers were terrible at fractions and incorrectly thought that the Third Pounder had less meat than the Quarter Pounder and refused to buy it.
Oh, because of the three instead of the four.
Because of the three and the, yeah, it's confusing, fractions.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Math is hard.
That's
math
awkward.
Is hard.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
So the mascot for A&W Root Beer is called the Great Root Bear, also called Rudy.
Rudy the Root
Rudy,
Bear.
Rudy the Great Root Bear.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was first used in 1974 as a counter to the Ronald McDonald character.
Mm-hmm.
He has since been featured in print ads on A&W's website, as the voice of their official Twitter account, and in a variety of YouTube videos. In 2013, Rudy became the first mascot to have an official LinkedIn profile, which was quickly shut down as Rudy was not considered real by the authorities at LinkedIn.
Oh.
Yes.
There's authorities at
there
LinkedIn.
There are authorities at LinkedIn.
And you have to be real.
I guess. They check on those things.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not the case at Facebook.
In 1999, in conjunction with A&W's 80th anniversary, the world's largest root beer float was created.
Oh.
And 2,562 gallons of root beer was used to break the world record.
Holy cow. That's a lot. Are you a fan of the root beer?
I do like root beer. Root beer floats.
Yeah.
Tom Walls has really good root beer floats.
They do, you're right.
Beer.
In those icy cold glass.
Yes, the
glasses.
Mugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with A&W Root Beer, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Chug-A-Lug by the Beach Boys.
By the Beach Boys. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Chug-A-Lug, the Beach Boys. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about A&W Root Beer as part of our theme week. What's it stand for? We're going to spell out some famous company acronyms.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. A&W. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. A&W, Pioneer Drive-In Curbside Service.
A&W was the first chain to serve a bacon cheeseburger.
And their attempt at a third pounder failed because Americans just don't understand fractions.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
That's a lot of extra meat, you know, from a quarter to a third. I mean, it's significant.
It beat the quarter pounder in taste test, and it was less expensive.
And it was less expensive.
And still
we
didn't understand fractions.
We botched it all. That's very sad. Folks want to learn more about A&W Root Beer. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I talk about post about everything I talk about every day.
See, it's usually me that messes
it
up.
It is.
That's all right. We'll I can share.
Okay.
Very good. Back again tomorrow, fresh episode for installment number two of What's It Stand For?
Yes.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
On the way, Fleetwood Mac, we've got Heart. We'll do some taco as well on Legends 102.7.